It was a Picasso of Don Quixote and Sancho Panza and windmills in the background. Some people did say that I should think twice or maybe three times before I came here, because the history of executive directors was one not of longevity. I put that up there as much as a conversation piece as anything else, in saying, I know why I'm coming. I am going into it with a clear mind and with a plan. And so don't worry about me and don't worry about the Ethics Commission. We're going to be all right.
Kent Willifer, how would you describe the situation you walked into when you became director of the Rhode Island Ethics Commission in 2001?
It was a bit chaotic. Some of the commissioners were under investigation and they were later cleared. I want to make that point. The staff had been reduced to under 50% manning for many reasons. My predecessor had resigned or been fired, and there were only four people on board. There were backlogs up to 50 cases in both the complaint or the adjudicatory prosecutorial side, and there were boxes, literally, of financial disclosure statements that were in the office spaces and hadn't been filed or processed yet. The rate of compliance on financial disclosure was approximately 60% at that time. I want to emphasize that the four people who were here were struggling mightily to keep things going, as were the commissioners and the leadership on the commission itself. Over 16 years, we've been able to build an ethics commission that I hope and I trust and I know is better and stronger than it was. Indeed, Phil West, who was the director of Common Cause and has written books about the ethics commission and has followed it very closely over the years, indicated that he felt, and indeed other outside observers felt, that the Ethics Commission of the state of Rhode Island is the strongest ethics commission in the United States and perhaps the world. We're better not because necessarily of me, but because of a very strong staff here, a very stable and very astute and indeed very courageous commission itself.
The Providence Journal, in an editorial in February, accused the Ethics Commission of acting more like a lapdog than a watchdog. The Journal editorial pointed to a decision involving a political operative in state government and the finding that he was not a subordinate of Governor Gina Raimondo. The editorial also called it bizarre that the commission had ruled a couple of years earlier that former Department of Administration head Richard Leach was not in a senior policymaking role to Governor Lincoln Chafee. That was around the time when Leach got an appointment or nomination to be a judge. So how do you respond to this criticism?
I respond to the criticism that I can't always talk about, of course, what happened in executive session. There are often very difficult situations that are worked out in a way that justice and democracy should work, often balancing the public's interest and the interest of the individual involved and their reputations. Politics does not enter into any of the staff recommendations, and in my experience, has not had an impact either on what the commissioners themselves do. I do want to especially recognize that the Constitution charges us, and we take very seriously the fact that we are not political. As a result, we also apply the rule of law rather stringently, especially the staff. As you know, Ian, I have been a judge, and I've been a prosecutor, and I've been an attorney for quite a while before I came here. As a result, the staff always would present the clearest rule of law case to the commission, realizing that there's also nuances like the spirit of the law that comes into decisions and sometimes other things that a quasi-judicial group can take into account. And that's what the staff applied in the positions going forward. First, in the Judge Leach case, I think there's a misunderstanding, and we understand that there will be misunderstandings. And I think the most important thing is the rule of law always is going to be the rule, and it's not always going to be popular. In the Judge Leach case, when Richard Leach was the director of administration, the statute itself, the law, requires that the directors that are under the governor are exempt from the revolving door statute. Given that, that was the only sentence, in my view, that we needed to pass him on, not to assure judgeship, but to just be considered for a judgeship. There were many other factors that were taken into account, but that to me was the bottom line. The other aspect is on the Raimondo case that you asked about, the staff also applied a previous holding by the Ethics Commission of another case that was parallel to that, and that was presented to the commission in executive session. That was a staff recommendation, and only a recommendation, knowing that the commission itself could either agree with us, modify it, or disagree with us. We don't know ahead of time what they're going to say, what they're going to consider, what questions they're going to ask us. I think that's the relationship that we should have. That's what we've done under my watch, and that's been well received by the commission. I certainly understand why some people would disagree with them, but I do want to emphasize that the rule of law applies to the staff and is certainly recognized and applied by the commission.
Kent Willifer, thank you for sitting down with us, and congratulations to you on your retirement.
Thank you for your interest. We thank your listeners for their interest.